Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo, it is another edition of Phillies. Today I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Wednesday, May the 16th, as I am coming to you after yet another rainout of Phillies baseball. We got lucky in the month of April. There was a record number of rainouts. Teams in the Midwest played essentially half the games they were scheduled almost. It was a total crap show, as it were, and the Phillies seemed to get by through April without having to deal with too much of it, and unluckily, we have had two games rained out over the last 4 days, as the Phillies rained out on Saturday, then again rained out yesterday, so the last 3 days, really, as they look in to today. The game moved up today. We'll do a short show, a 12:05 start time for this game, as hopefully they can get this one in today. It doesn't look great from a forecast perspective, but fingers crossed. We're already going to have to head back to Baltimore at some point this season to make up yesterday's game. Less than ideal if they have to make up two when they head down there, but either way, the Phillies rained out yesterday, still sitting at 23-16. Luckily, the Chicago Cubs took care of business yesterday, beating the Braves 3-2. So the Phillies now a game back ahead of the Braves, sitting at 25-16. So same in the loss column, two fewer games than the Braves. Phillies just need to win those two games and essentially tie with the Braves. But as it is now, one game back of the Atlanta Braves heading in today. Nick Pivetta against Andrew Cashner today is, again, short show as we get you set for hopefully some Phillies baseball. Luckily, the weather for the weekend in St. Louis looks better. A four-game series in St. Louis Thursday through Sunday looks much more likely to get those in. Hopefully today, the moving up from 12:35 to 12:05, an incredibly early start time for a Phillies game. Certainly, I think the earliest we will see all season at 12:05. Just to avoid the rain, so fingers crossed there. Would love to see some Phillies baseball today, as it was certainly a bummer last night. It's waiting and waiting. It was one of those situations where you didn't know what was going to happen because they delayed the game at the start. It wasn't raining, but the forecast looks bad, and then all of a sudden you're waiting, you're waiting, you're waiting, and all of a sudden it's 9 o'clock, and then it's 9:30, and it's 10 o'clock. And it's like 10:15 at night, and it's 3+ hours after the game was supposed to start, and you're still sitting there without an announcement of being postponed. And finally, word comes down around 10:20, 10:30 last night that they would postpone the game and that the game today would start at 12:05, and they would not do a doubleheader or anything. Obviously, the weather would preclude that, it appears, as well. But it was a frustrating night to wait it out, as you're sitting there thinking, hey, pulling this out, like they're waiting. You know, they should have postponed this a while ago if they were going to postpone it. No one waits 3+ hours with a 12:35 game the next day and doesn't, you know, cancel the and doesn't end up playing the game. It really seemed like they were doing everything they could to get that game in yesterday, and unfortunately the rain just wouldn't cooperate. Ultimately they decided to cancel it, 12:05 start today. But yeah, they clearly wanted to get it in, unable to get it in. It was frustrating waiting around all night thinking they were going to get it in, but the whole time you're thinking, hey, they got a 12 something game tomorrow, 12:35 at the time, there's no way they're going to play this game, and yet they took forever to cancel it. So we're waiting around all night. Hopefully we can actually get to watch some Phillies baseball today, as the Phillies have been playing good baseball, coming off the 5-1 homestand, winning four straight against the Giants, then one of two against the Mets. Obviously, as we mentioned, the Saturday game being rained out in that matchup, but the Phillies able to bounce back after a frustrating loss on Friday night against the Mets, 1-0 lead ending into the ninth, and Hector Neris blows it by giving up back-to-back homers to Michael Conforto and Devin Mesoraco. But luckily, the Phillies off day on Saturday due to the rain. They come back on Sunday and they grind and they battle. And Aaron Nola pitches great even without his best stuff, he's able to gut it through and still only give up one run in six innings. His sixth win of the season, 6-1, as the Phillies do win 4-2 on Sunday to improve to 23-16. I said the last couple of days, last year it took them until June 22nd to get their 23rd win, and we got it on May 14th this year. Of course, May 16th now, as they hopefully head into this road trip, what was originally a 6-game road trip, now hopefully 5, assuming they get today's game in. One in Baltimore, Nick Pivetta against Andrew Cashner, then they will head to St. Louis for a 4-game stretch. They lucked out heading into this St. Louis series, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow, but lucked out in terms of some injuries on the St. Louis side. Carlos Martinez, by far the best pitcher on the Cardinals roster, ended up getting hurt about a week ago. He will miss the series. Adam Wainwright, another obviously formerly great, now not quite as great, but still a starter in the rotation, also hurt. He will hit the DL. Jack Flaherty comes up. We'll see some younger guys. A nice opportunity for this Phillies lineup to go into St. Louis and continue to what they do, which is grind out at bats and work counts and work staffs and against some young starters there. That should be nice, a nice opportunity for some success. Again, hopefully today's game gets in it. If for no other reason, then we're all dying to see Manny Machado. Am I right? Machado, of course, we always hear, and I've said, I think they get Harper or Machado after this season, but Machado, both guys really having great contract years, but Machado has just been insanely awesome so far this season. Average right up around 360. He's got 10 homers on the season. He has just been murdering baseball, so we hopefully will get a chance to see Manny Machado, and for those who haven't watched a lot of Orioles baseball, you get to see what the potential future Philly could be and how awesome this guy is. So that is an exciting proposition. Hopefully they can get it in. Cashner, a nice matchup for this Phillies team. He's the type of pitcher they should be able to have success again against. A guy who pitches to contact. Used to be a big-time strikeout guy, and then all of a sudden had a ton of injuries, and all of a sudden decided to completely change the way he pitches, and now not a strikeout guy, a pitch-to-contact guy, has had more success with that, or at least some success with that, but not a successful season so far this year. And again, I think a guy the Phillies should be able to take advantage of. On the flip side, obviously Manny Machado is terrifying, but Jonathan Scope back from the DL, he's been hitting really well since he came back. Outside of that, not a lot of guys in this Orioles lineup you fear too much. Trey Mancini's been playing well, but Adam Jones is past his prime. Chris Davis is a shell of the guy who got the $100+ million contract he got. Not a lot to fear on this Baltimore team, as the record says it, one of the worst records in all of baseball. This is a nice spot for the Phillies. Hopefully they can get this game in down in Baltimore. And look, I was surprised they fought so hard to get it in last night. You would think that not only with the day game the next day, but also the fact that it's not like they're on the West Coast and saying, hey, we're only coming to play the Angels once. We got to get this game in. It's right down the street. You know, it's Baltimore. Taking off day go. I know it's not ideal, but I was surprised they fought so hard. And ultimately, at the time they decided with the day game the next day, I thought it was the right decision to ultimately call the game around 10:30 or 10:15, whatever it was. But either way, again, really hope they can get in. The fact they moved the start time up 30 minutes, not a great sign for the forecast, but obviously, hopefully that will have an impact and will lead to a chance for this game to get in. It'd be nice to see Nick Pivetta go down and get the opportunity to get on the hill. Was ready to go last night, unable, obviously, to make it happen. The game never even got started, as some bad weather in the East Coast, across the East Coast corridor, has caused some other issues in games as well. So we will see. Keep your eyes peeled on Twitter on the updates. Hopefully they can get this game in today. I think, look, the fact that they didn't play yesterday leads me to believe they will do everything they can to get this one in today, is to have to make up 2 games in Baltimore. That seems like a tall task, considering how many teams, as we mentioned, already have tons of makeup games on the schedule, even if the Phillies don't. But look, they got 2 against the Mets already. Their 2 rainouts have both been against the Mets, a rainout and a snowout. So already a couple, a doubleheader in there, maybe an off day taken up. And as the summer comes and the grind comes and the intensity of every single day comes, those off days become more and more valuable. And you really, like, while it doesn't seem like a big deal to have a rainout in April or May, it really can come back to haunt you later in the season when you're playing 33 games in 30 days and just never get a break and you're shot and all that. So hopefully that's not the case with this Phillies team either way. Nothing they can do about it. And they will just hope, we will all hope, they can get this one in today. And then heading into the weekend, Thursday through Sunday against St. Louis, a fun series there. We will break that down tomorrow as we look ahead again and react to hopefully a Phillies-Orioles game today. Either way, short show today. Thank you for listening as we will get you out, as get you set, hopefully at 12:05 start. Not a lot of time to get this in prior, but hopefully the Phillies will have the chance to play and we will have the chance to watch them win a baseball game. Either way, we'll be back to talk about that and look ahead to the St. Louis series and take stock of where this Phillies team is heading into the second half of May. As again, 23-16 on May 16th, you have to be incredibly happy about, and hopefully another win coming today. All right. Again, we'll be back tomorrow with a normal show for Phillies Day, react to potentially a game in Baltimore and looking ahead to St. Louis and a whole lot more. Until then, keep it here. We have you covered all day long right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.